I'm George Walker. Wednesdays, February 20th and 27th at 7 o'clock at the Bloomington Playwrights Project, there's a production of Voices of People's History, produced by our guest, Bob Arnov. Bob Arnov is an emeritus professor of education at IU. He's the producer of Voices of People's History. Bob, thanks very much for joining us. It's described as an inspiring evening of dramatic readings by actors, activists, and authors. Who are some of the voices?
We'll be hearing the voices, beginning with Bartolomé de las Casas in his denunciation of the devastation wreaked on the inhabitants of the Indies, a letter going back to 1542 and coming all the way up to Cindy Sheehan's speech protesting the war in Iraq. In between, we will have such well-known voices as those of Sojourner Truth, Henry Thoreau, Frederick Douglass, Mark Twain, Eugene Debs, and a lot of lesser-known voices of union organizers, those who struggled for civil rights and then to different wars. The general theme is that power comes from the people, that history is made by individuals and social movements from the grassroots up. And we are profiling these speakers and these voices.
We're talking with Bob Arnov, who's the producer for Voices of a People's History. The notion of a people's history sounds a little different than, say, a political history or a theological history. The focus is on?
The focus is on individuals and social movements, not only well-known historical figures, but the people who organized the walkouts and the textile mills in the 1830s, the sit-down strike at the Flint GM plant in the 30s, the people who sat in Jackson, Mississippi at the Woolworth's lunch counter, those people who made history as well.
These are individuals, men and women, and you have actors and activists and authors. Who will we be hearing speaking some of these speeches?
Well-known local author Scott Sanders, local actors such as Richard Burke, Joe Gaines, our artistic director of the Bloomington Playwrights Project, Rich Perez, Gladys Devane, a lot of the ensemble actors for the Bloomington Playwrights Project, plus others as well.
What would you like the audience to come away from an evening with the voices of people's history with?
They should know that whatever fatalism we feel about, for example, the situation in Iraq, about the economy, the loss of jobs, that people can make a difference. They can shape history, and they can change oppressive structures and achieve social justice through their individual and collective actions.
That sounds lofty. At the same time, do you think perhaps a bit of a feel for these individual activists and perhaps we should say heroes of our culture?
Yes. Each speaker will be introduced, providing the context for the trial, the sit-in, the strike, the speech, the mass rally. So, yes, we'll get a feel for the individual, but more we will get a feel for the context in which the person acted out, resisted, and spoke out.
We've been talking with Bob Arnov. He's the producer of Voices of a People's History, Wednesdays, February 20th and 27th at 7 o'clock at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. You can hear local actors, activists, and authors speaking the speeches of the Voices of a People's History. I'm George Walker. Strong.